Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's May 28th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Top story, Bilderberg 2014. Reporters arrested as Cloak of Secrecy descends. Now, this is happening in Copenhagen. As of this broadcast, the Bilderberg conference has yet to kick off, but we do have boots on the ground, and Paul Watson was witness to one of these arrests.
Yeah, because we're in a public comment. No, we're in a private. Listen, I know my rights. Yeah, and you have not infringed on my rights. Listen, you cannot put your hands on me, and you cannot refuse me to leave. You cannot do that. If you do that, I will press charges against you. You cannot touch my camera, and you cannot
touch
me. If you touch me, I will press charges on you. Listen, I'm going to walk out this door. You ask me not to do something, I respect your wishes. You touch me, that's assault.
I ask you first to delete.
You can ask me anything you want. You can ask me to go to the moon. It doesn't mean I can get to the moon.
Something else. Don't go to the discussion. No, distraction, please.
It's fine.
Just
listen,
check everything.
We're walking out of here. We wish to leave your premises immediately. We haven't done anything wrong. We're in a public common area. We use your business. And you cannot take my private property away. This is my equipment. This is my video footage. You are very nice.
I'm not touching
What's your name? My name's Luke.
It's right here on the name tag, yes?
Okay. What's your first name? I don't care. Daniel Luke.
Okay.
Listen, don't worry about it. It's fine. I understand you got rules. You got bosses that probably will try to get you in trouble. Don't worry about it.
Like you.
We will walk out of here.
He doesn't have a boss.
I don't have any bosses.
Yeah, you have it.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. That's the difference.
From where you take money to pay your drink here? Okay.
From his personal business.
Listen, Daniel, I know you're doing your job. Please don't touch me
like
as I try to walk out.
I'm not touching you.
Okay.
I just need to check
you have
the
nice
camera
day. Excuse
and delete.
Walk out.
Excuse me.
You guys have a nice day. I wish to leave, and I wish you not to put your hands on me.
Now, right after that video was shot was when the arrest actually took place. And keep in mind, the conference hasn't even started yet, so it's a chilling effect. Trying to keep the media away. They're blacking out the windows. We'll show you that report here in a little bit. This is just the complete police state surrounding Bilderberg 2014. And if you're asking yourself, what's the big deal about this Bilderberg conference? Well, take this into account. You have people like Bill Clinton and also President Obama, who were neither presidents at the time of their initial attendance at Bilderberg. They go to Bilderberg in the next election cycles for them respectively. They both become the president of the United States. And you may say, hey, that's just a coincidence. You know, it's no big deal. It's nothing to see here. Well, stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we'll have a John Bound retrospective, Bilderberg retrospective, talking about the history of the conference, so you can find out everything that you want to know. Snowden is a national security state asset. This is an article by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Edward Snowden told Brian Williams and NBC Nightly News he is a trained intelligence operative who worked for the CIA, NSA, and DIA.
I was trained as a spy in sort of the traditional sense of the word, in that I lived and worked undercover. I've worked for the Central Intelligence Agency undercover overseas. I've worked for the National Security Agency undercover overseas. So when they say I'm a low-level systems administrator, that I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd say it's somewhat misleading.
And regardless what you think about these whistleblowers, guys like Snowden, Manning, Assange, you know, I think the mainstream media does dole these guys out as they think the populace can handle it. That's why you don't see these sit-down interviews straight up after the whistle is blown. They wait a while and they say, okay, maybe it's more digestible. Maybe we can handle the information more coming out. But I don't think every whistleblower is necessarily, you know, some inside guy there to acclimate the people to the information. They could be. I'm not ruling that out, but I don't say that every time somebody comes out and blows the whistle about the information. I'm just happy that the information is out there in general, especially when you look at guys like Manning, who's probably going to be in jail for a little while, so I don't think that guy was so much controlled opposition. Now, we're talking about guys like Manning. Let's talk about the people who are active duty in the military, because everybody in the military doesn't get treated, you know, like the princes of gold that the TV would have you believe, because you turn on a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. We love the troops, all these commercials, and the kids run out on the halftime and they hug their dad or hug their mom. But let's see what's actually happening in the military today. VA cops stomped on veteran's head, killing him. On May 25th, 2011, Jonathan Montano, age 65, was waiting several hours to undergo dialysis treatment at the Loma Linda VA facility when he grew frustrated, reports Courthouse News Service. With an IV still in his arm, Montano made his way toward the hospital exit. And then it says, The Summit VA police officers then stopped Jonathan Montana from leaving the VA hospital in Loma Linda by tackling him to the floor, slamming his head on the floor, and kneeing him and stomping on his neck and otherwise brutalizing and restraining him, the reports say. And also, Montano died several weeks after the stroke on June 11th, 2011. So they beat the guy to the point where he had a stroke, and then they say he died from the stroke some weeks later. And these are your military veterans, your heroes, so to speak. And regardless if you agree with everything the troops do, because I don't think it's great that they're out there growing opium in Afghanistan, but I don't blame the troops. I blame the top brass and whoever else who's giving these orders, these very unconstitutional orders. That's who I blame, not the soldiers themselves. But looking at this incident, if you get into the military and you think, well, if I get in the military, I'll be set for life. They'll pay for my school. They'll pay for my health care, which is a joke, and we'll talk more about that in our next story. You're not treated very well when you come back here to the States. So I definitely would take this into advisement. Anybody in the active military, anybody who's a veteran, you know, fight for your benefits, but also don't let these people corrupt you while you're in the military by doing all these unconstitutional things, because when it all comes down, they're not going to take care of you, or they're going to take care of you, all right. They're going to beat you to death so you don't get your benefits. Now, moving on to another thing concerning our military, trouble adjusting to sexual assault may be getting U.S. military members booted without VA benefits. Are dodgy diagnoses being used to save the military money on mental health care? That's the charge from some legislators and activists who say U.S. service members with post-traumatic stress disorder are being diagnosed and discharged for, quote, adjustment disorder instead. And that is especially true for those who report being sexually assaulted. So here's the situation. You're a combat veteran. Maybe you're a little shell-shocked when you come back from overseas. Or lo and behold, you're sexually assaulted in the military. You go talk to the guidance counselor, whoever it is that you talk to, and they say, I don't really think that you have PTSD. I don't think you need any military benefits. You just have a problem adjusting to the military way of life. I didn't know being traumatized for the rest of your life was part of the military experience, but that's what they would have you to believe. It's another way they want to dodge giving our military veterans the care that they deserve. We hear reports about the White House saying that they learn about these reports from watching TV. You know, is anybody going to take care of these veterans? Our very own Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs goes to the VA with internal bleeding, a combat veteran. They say, come back in July. And he's sitting there in the chair talking to the guy, the VA guy. And he says, you know, I'm bleeding right now as I'm sitting in this chair. He said, yeah, I understand. Just come back in July. This is how your military veterans are being treated. So once again, as I always say to the military, to the police, if you're DEA, ATF, FBI, whatever, if you think if you go out and carry on these unconstitutional orders and these people will take care of you, proof positive. If you let them do this to the veterans, if you let them fill on the little kids at the airport and think that they're going to come and on a white horse and save you, you are very much mistaken. FBI agent, synthetic biology could reduce our population. The New York Times reported one of the law enforcement speakers at the MIT conference was an FBI agent, Carmine Negro. He was quoted by the Times as saying regarding synthetic biology, these technologies do not just pose a risk to the individual buildings or cities, but if cleverly deployed, can reduce our population by significant percentages. Synthetic biology, according to a 2005 European Commission paper, is the engineering of biology, the synthesis of complex biologically based or inspired systems which display functions that do not exist in nature. And you say, you know, what's an example of this, such as the glow-in-the-dark cats or the spider ghosts, these things that are very much real that don't exist in nature. So what's going to happen when these jellyfish-infused cats start mating with other cats? What's going to happen when these spider goats start mating with other spider goats or just spider goats? I don't know what kind of goats we're going to have by the time this thing is all said and done. You have mountain goats having sex with these spider goats. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to end up. But this is the thing that they want to do. They want to pretty much pollute the existent stream of things made by God and replace them with things made by man. And anything made by man is quite prone to problems, but this is the world that they want to do. And it's not specifically with this gentleman. He's not specifically talking about the things I just mentioned, but it does not exclude those things. So you have to be very careful when you introduce things into a system that's not made for those, something man-made, and then you introduce it into wildlife. It can very much be a negative effect. And our last story for the night before we go to some more Bilderberg coverage, three Chinese nuclear missile submarines are photographed in the South China Sea. And it says China has deployed three nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarines to a naval base in the South China Sea, according to a recent photograph of the vessels that appeared on the Internet. These are the words of Admiral Samuel Locklear. He said China's advance in submarine capabilities is significant. They possess a large and increasingly capable submarine force. China continues the production of ballistic missile submarines. This will give China its first credible sea-based nuclear deterrent, probably before the end of 2014. So I know it's not as exciting as the villain at the end of the new X-Men movie, but this is some stuff that you probably want to know about, because if it sneaks up on you, you're not exactly going to know what to do. And you say, hey, why didn't anybody tell me about this in the news? If it was in the news, it has to be important, right? Well, I guess you just have to base on where you get your news source. And speaking of our news source, if you want to support this broadcast and you want to see more of this type of news, you need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now stay tuned, because after this break, we'll have more special reports. We'll have David Knight and Paul Joseph Watson there on the scene in Copenhagen at the Bilderberg Conference. Now they're just on the grounds of the facility. They're walking around. They encounter the security. They say, we don't want you guys out here. We don't want you to look in a window and see something that we don't want you to see. Lo and behold, somebody looks in the window, or somebody looks out the window. So we'll show you that report and also more special reports. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. This is what your PrisonPlanet.tv subscription helps you get and helps us fund our broadcast. So stay tuned right after this for more special reports.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Bandi for the InfoWars Nightly News. Memorial Day, a day where the public gathers to honor the fallen heroes and veterans who served in the armed forces. But what if they were to become aware that our own government is now classifying and targeting returning veterans as domestic terrorists? We're in North Providence, Rhode Island at a Memorial Day parade to find out. Okay, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day is just remembering our heroes.
It's an appreciation to all our vets that lost their lives.
It's to celebrate our veterans.
It's all about our veterans.
Well, I'm a veteran myself of 23 years, and yeah, it means a lot.
Yes, I'm a veteran, Vietnam era.
So you know what Memorial Day means to you then?
Yes, Memorial Day is the memory and us remembering the fallen soldiers and heroes that gave their lives for our freedom.
And now, according to Homeland Security, do you think returning veterans are dangerous and could possibly pose a terrorist threat?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all.
Nah.
No.
It's a little disturbing. I'm not.
I think that's wrong. After they serve their country, they should honor them and help them and not persecute them.
You don't know. We have homegrown terrorists now. So
in April of 2009, Homeland Security Intelligence Assessment listed returning veterans as likely domestic terrorists. Just a month later, the New York Times reported on how a Boy Scout Explorer group was being trained by Homeland Security to kill disgruntled Iraq war veterans. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's crazy. Sounds crazy. I mean,
that's disgusting when I hear things like that.
I wasn't aware of it, but I don't believe it's so. Not at all. They served their country and they're proud of what they did. So they're not going to do anything to disrupt that at all.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
We live in a different world. Is it possible? Anything is possible.
It's disgusting if it's true.
That's a disgrace to our country.
And with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies training drills to take on veterans and protesters, does that alarm you at all?
No, I mean, again, we have to train our best forward.
It does.
Does it bother you to know that Homeland Security just put in an order for over 141,000 rounds of sniper ammunition called Zombie Max Bullets to be used domestically on the American people?
That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's disturbing also.
I think it's wrong because, you know, we don't fight our war here. We live in peace here.
Well, you have to protect our country. And you have to do what you have to do to protect the United States.
And last year, Homeland Security purchased over $2 million of no-hesitation targets, which are depicted as pregnant women, children, elderly gun owners, which are American citizens. What do you think Homeland Security is getting ready for?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to have a war for our own country because, you know, it's not right.
Hopefully it's not to take over this country and, like, martial law.
Recently, the USDA put an order in for submachine guns. What do you think the Department of Agriculture needs machine guns for?
I'm not sure either.
Martial law, man. They're going to take over.
I don't know. I hope they're not shooting cows.
Yeah, I don't know really why they would need machine guns. It's entitlement. It's money that our government likes to give away.
And with government agencies arming up and federalizing the local police departments with new riot gear, military-style weapons and tanks, do you see something draconian on the horizon, or is it just public safety?
Sorry to give you I'm not sure, but I'm not sure. Very interesting questions, but yeah, no, I don't know.
We have to do what it has to be done to protect our citizens.
No, something's up. Something's definitely up.
And as a veteran, if you were given orders to confiscate firearms and put people in under martial law, would you obey those orders?
I think we have a freedom to protect and carry our own arms.
You disobey orders and honor the Constitution?
I will disobey orders and honor the Constitution. Amen.
Good man. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. The InfoWars crew is on the ground at Bilderberg 2014. Paul Joseph Watson and also David Knight, they were on the scene, on the grounds of the conference. They were walking around the building, and they were approached by security. They said, what are you guys doing? They said, we're just, you know, trying to file a report. And then they noticed something very strange. Behind them in the building, people were covering the windows. They didn't want anybody to take a look in. So this is the security state surrounding Bilderberg 2014.
Look at this guy.
We went in to try and get reservations tonight.
Yeah. And who are you?
I'm the service here.
Okay. Tell him he already talked to the real security up front.
Yeah. We just went in and talked to the people up front where they've got the airport security.
He interrupted your interview. We're skipping the network break.
We just wanted to see what it looks like back here.
Okay. So I will inform them. So
yeah, go inform them.
Check behind.
Look at that little police tape guy.
No one I know to film me here.
And I guarantee you that guy comes from a third world country.
Okay. This is like a hotel.
You'd be arrested.
I don't think anybody's ever filmed the backside of this. I mean, I imagine a lot of people.
No, everyone's evil that films. Ask him where he's from. Ask him where he's from.
Yeah. So where are you from?
I'm from a hotel.
No. What country? What country are you from?
So here in Denmark?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he says he's here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at him, total power trip. Notice how the real Bilderberg security were like being gentlemanly. They didn't want to seem. That guy wants to act like a secret police agent.
Alex, right now, they're putting up some kind of film right behind us on the window, I guess, to keep people from being able to look in.
That's newsworthy that they're putting up. The Bilderberg is blacking out windows to stop the press. That is important.
Yeah, that's what they're putting. So it's kind of a blurring film. What it is, it's transparent, but it's blurring it. It's kind of a clean film.
They're not hiding anything inside, folks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is Josh shooting this in HD?
Are you shooting this in HD? No, we're just streaming it right now.
I don't even know that happens. That just started happening.
Yeah.
They looked pretty mad when they came over, huh?
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day, too, Jimmy.
You know, those guys are taking down your future, too, you know. They're going to own the world. You know, they're going to put us in free speech zones over there, but they're going to
stay there. Don't walk
right
off the property lines there. Go back and talk to them.
Yeah, they got really good plans for you. Let me tell you. Yeah. He hopes they plan it really good. He has no idea what they got planned.
Okay, so you guys were already starting to leave, and then those guys ran out to confront you.
Yeah. Yep. They were like, "Oh, who are you? You need to get out of here." So.
All right, David, great job, as I was saying. Just try to get more HD of everything, and I'd get an HD report out or a clip of them not letting you in, showing the barriers, showing them blacking out the windows. It's newsworthy that Bilderberg blacks out windows of hotel to stop press. That's the headline. That illustrates everything right there.
All right, we'll get that out. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They've really locked this place down. As Paul said, though, it's kind of a ghost town. Compared to yesterday, I guess, we were delayed getting here, so we missed seeing all the action.
I'm having flashbacks of last year hanging out with Watson and McAdoo, Leanne.
Yeah.
Hey, Watson.
Get these guys.
Call them over. More. Oh, yeah. Putting the fence up.
Putting some more up. Yeah. We've already got a fence. This is the second fence.
I'm going to let you guys go, get HD of all of it, get a report out. I know you're exhausted, so do it tonight or tomorrow, whenever you want. And we'll have you back on live tomorrow at 11:30. So great job to the whole crew out there.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Great job. Pray for those folks. So there we are. Exposing them, putting up a gates and wire and fences and free speech zones and police and blacking out the windows. Bilderberg 2014, it kicks off tomorrow. And I'm just so blessed that we have this media operation.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. But if you'd like to learn more about the Bilderberg Group from the InfoWars Vault, we have the Bilderberg Retrospectives. For the rest of the week, we'll be giving you the history of the Bilderberg Group starting tonight. So stay tuned after this. This is the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Welcome to Bilderberg Exposed, Evolution by Stealth.
Tonight, we will examine the founders of Bilderberg and its original construct.
Bilderberg was created by the elite powers of the day to bring together approximately 120 to 140 global figures of influence. There are no real members outside of the chairman of the steering committee and a separate advisory board. On the surface, the meetings appear to be a commission of the left-right paradigm, and they claim that global policies are not being proposed. The first meeting in the Bilderberg Group's secretive history was conducted from May 29th to the 31st in 1954 at the Hotel de Bilderberg in Oosterbeek, a small village in the Netherlands. European movement godfather and Council of Europe founder Joseph Rettinger, along with former documented SS Nazi member Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and former Prime Minister Paul van Zeeland and corporate magnate Paul Rekens, promoted the Confidential Global Congress. Joseph Rettinger was raised by Polish royalty after his father, the personal legal counsel of a Polish count, died. Joseph Rettinger stayed on as secretary until his death from lung cancer in 1960. Prince Bernhard was forced to step down from his lofty Bilderberg position in the mid-70s when Senator Frank Church identified the Bilderberg Group in the deal of the century, the Lockheed bribery scandal, an illegal government bribery scheme guaranteeing military aircraft contracts to friendly countries. Another major player invited to the table is General Walter Bidel Smith, director of the newly formed CIA, which had been rolled out of the former Office of Strategic Services and given full national security authorization, making all activities immune to civil and criminal laws. Please continue to join us all week as we document the history of a group that places its far-reaching tentacles across the planet, gradually spawning Operation Gladio and the Trilateral Commission as the elitist Bilderberg agenda evolves by stealth.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.